car you are, mobile.
For TSW mobile.
For HKX, monitoring.
Patrick, how you doing?
I thought that was you I heard.
Dick in there.
What's y'all doing this afternoon?
Key to the house.
For CBA.
Dave, good afternoon.
You say you were carrying your donkey to the house?
Yeah, roger that.
Now, if it doesn't break your back.
Yeah, you have to substitute a couple of other words in there.
Oh, well, I'm getting to see the picture a little more clearly now.
Going to play tennis or are you going out to get pizza?
Too well. Oh, man, we were babysitting and our grandchildren at their house, and so I'm just leaving there. And but I am going to pick up pizza. Yeah, I'd like to be on the tennis court, but anyway. Let's see. Who else is in here?
GG's. HKX. Hey, Dave.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I guess y'all are on your ride home. It would be a little early for me if I was still working, but I'd have another hour to go. But anyway, that was my job.
Not going to be a long QSO, just carrying my donkey back to the house.
Ready to get the house.
I think I got to stop in here for some aspirin.
Going to the big town of Gurr.
Phone call KB4CBA.
Let's see. Demolition of stuff is proceeding. I got that property on Clinton, down in Clinton, that I'm going to basically, at this point, I think, knock everything down and put something else there. So those old decrepit trailers from the first Reagan administration, they'll soon be gone.
The rental property down there?
Rental property, it was actually not doing bad. There's four of those beer can trailers that have been there since Reagan is president. And there's actually a rather nice, like, three-bedroom house in the front of the property. And it was rental property. But, you know, things just... One person moves out, everybody moves out, you know. They don't take care of the property. They trash the place. Trappers move in. So I'm taking down all those trailers, and I'm going to go in another direction with that property.
Look at that.
Beam.
What I'm planning to do is probably going to be a lot more costly. One of the business plans I have is actually... I see these little U-Storage places pop up everywhere, literally everywhere. People always have things. They always need storage. Things are less troublesome than people.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
A bit, Dave, because, I was just figuring, what can I put here that's, what is somebody going to pay me, $200 a month, $250 a month, to rent some stinking trailer? Okay, so there's maybe $1,000 right there, if everything's firing on all cylinders. But I started thinking, you know, everywhere I go, and they're not necessarily, some of them aren't real obvious, but you'll see little storage lockers along the road. You know, where you put up storage lockers, you put a fence, and you advertise storage. And in that area especially, there's no similar facility.
For campers and boats, right?
Another idea. put your trailer house in here, and, you know, yeah, campers or trailers or whatever, just rent spaces. You know, that's less money, but it's also less liability. It's like when I had that property in Florida and I had houseboats parked by the dock that people rented out, but I also rented dockage, you know, $10 per foot or $5 per foot or whatever. And the thing about that is, you know, if my houseboat sinks, it's my problem. If your houseboat sinks, it's your problem. If it's your trailer sitting on my property, it's your problem.
Good, pretty good bit of money to leave them sit there on the property nowadays.
Trailer rental spot sells for, I'm thinking maybe 200 or so. It's not going to be much. But I wasn't getting much more than that for renting those dilapidated trailers. So, you know, that's part of what I'm thinking. Here's a spot, and there's four spots. They each have their own electric hookup, and they each have their own septic tank. So for whatever, $200 a month, you can move your thing and put it here. You know, there's another possible way to go.
For the storage, and then have a spot off to the side where you can store your RV and your boat and everything.
Do I have room for that? Yeah, I might. There might just be room for, you know, like a little 8x10 foot storage lockers. You know the ones I mean. You've seen those steel buildings that have like 10 of those things. And yeah, there probably is room to park something, an RV or a boat. So yeah, could go either way. But, you know, there has to be some reasonable fencing, and there has to appear to be security.
I'm popping up everywhere, all over the place. And then I know when we had an RV, we stored it, and it was like $50 a month just to, you know, pull it in behind the gate. And now all the houses that they're building and subdivisions and that, there's no place to store any of that.
I hadn't even thought of RV and boat storage. And yeah, you know, and or storage buildings, could be both. But yeah, right now I gotta get everything out of the way. And you know, there has to be proper fencing so people just don't wander onto the property. And there has to be what, you know, looks like security. You have to have cameras there or something.
It ain't cost much to do that. They probably pay for itself in a year.
The only thing that I can think of to do with this white elephant of a property at this point. Actually, three things. You know, make four trailer rental spots, or make boat RV storage, as you suggested, or, you know, make storage lockers. And, you know, even those things in some combination are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, KN4TFW.
BNG, let me go in this grocery store for some of those goodies or BC powder things, because I'm getting one of these headaches. But I'll talk to y'all in a bit. I may try to get on the net tonight. The radio I'm using for the net is this one right here, but in the car, but I'll see if I can get on. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a while, K2BNG.
KN4TFW.
KO4HKX.
So, Patrick.
Found the house, waiting for him to deliver the new gas tank and get it all set up. Used propane providers.
I had to order one for work for the shop. We had one, and then back in the spring we went with a different provider, and I didn't need one for the summertime, but now I need one for the wintertime for sure.
I'd had for 23 years now. They were just getting outlandish on their prices, and I just couldn't do it anymore. Propane coming up out of South Carolina for $1.45 a gallon cheaper than what they were going to deliver out of Hendersonville.
Dang, that's huge. Like when we switched, I was getting those 33-gallon tanks for the forklifts, and I got them for about $3 a tank, cheaper than the other place.
Bigger tank put in, so I won't have to have it filled but once a year. So, just a few advantages. So, I've done that, and now I'm trying to get all the pilot lights lit and gas, all the air purged out of the gas lines. They probably would have, but it's nothing I haven't done before. So hop off here. Sounds like the wife just pulled in, so I'm going to say 7-3 for the evening. You have a safe ride on into the house. And tell Miss Susan we say hello when she gets home from her shift this evening. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, we'll do it. You guys have an awesome evening or weekend and enjoy the cooler weather up there. Tell Elise we said hey. 73 KN4 TFW. We'll catch you on Monday probably.
KB4 CPA back of a few minutes.
The one without the crust.
What's it called? Pizza bowl, I think. But anyway, it's good.
You're either going to play tennis or going to get pizza, and then one day you threw that Bojangles in there and threw me for a curve.
I like their home-style chicken tenders, and even though they are fried, they have a few more carbs, but I still like them, and there's only four of them, so, in a box, so. I'm riding behind this old car, I mean, like, old car, and I cannot figure out what it is. It must be a... Hopefully, I'm getting ready to find out. it's a Mercury, huh? Well, I didn't know the back end of a Mercury looked like that. It looks like it might be about a 58, maybe. 58, 59 Mercury. I know what a... 48 or 49 Mercury. I know what a 48 or 49 Ford looks like, but this one's it's got a lot more chrome on it, and it almost looked like I don't know. I don't know what it looked like.
When they made them out of real metal.
That was back when you could sit on the hood or the fender and didn't have to worry about putting a dent in it. I remember the first time that happened, everybody was laughing, but it wasn't too funny to the person that happened to. I don't remember what year that was, but, you used to could just hop up on there and on the hood, and you didn't have to worry about putting a dent in it and get a bunch of people up there on the car and take their picture and everything, but you can't do that anymore. Well, you could, but then you have to go to the dent doctor.
54 Chevrolet pickup. It was parked beside a minivan at work, and the lady pulled out, and she just cut it too short. And she hooked the fender and the bumper hooked the door right there at the split, and it ripped that door open like a can opener.
I'm driving out way to Hampton, and I won't use the word, but anyway, some person stopped, two people stopped, and the lane, the inside and middle lane, but I didn't see that, because all I saw was a line of cars in both lanes, but they had stopped, just left a gap just big enough for a car, and they were turning left, and he almost pulled in front of me, and he saw me, and I swerved around him, but I'll tell you, I just, you just, I don't know why people want to do that. I don't know why they want to stop and let people through traffic like that. You just, it's not a smart thing to do.
On Way Hampton about 3 weeks ago. I'm actually stopped at the same limit right here at 14 in Way Hampton, and the traffic was all backed up, and there was a car wanting to get on the side street, so we all stopped. All three lanes, we was all backed up and let him cut through, and about the time he got in front of me, I saw there was a car coming up the shoulder, and he must have been doing 45 trying to get up to the red light, and man, that pickup truck popped it right in the side, spun it sideways, and it hit the car and went between the car in front of me and the trailer, and it went over into the next lane and ended up being like a 5-car wreck.
I've actually had people get upset with me because I didn't, go when they stopped, and I motioned for them to, just to go on. And finally they would, because I'm not going to take a chance, because that third lane, I couldn't see, there wasn't anybody stopped in the third lane there, and I couldn't see if there was anything coming, and I just, I'm just not going to take the chance. I did that one time years and years ago, and I almost made it, but I got hit right in the, right behind the rear tire, right at the bumper, and this car had a bumper, and of course it was my fault, and so I went across three lanes, and this was actually the start of an on ramp to 385, so I was crossing four lanes.
Wrong, and this one was the one that was riding up the shoulder doing 45.
You're not supposed to do that. So, yeah, if you were riding up the shoulder, you would definitely be at fault. I tell you. Well, I'm in the garage, so I'm going to go inside and eat my pizza. So, I'll say 73s and enjoy the weekend. I'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Glad to talk to you this evening and that, and I hope you have an awesome weekend and enjoy that pizza. KN4TFW.